The word says I'm healed. If the word says Jesus bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases when I'm 20, it says it when I'm 40, it says it when I'm 60, it says it when I'm 80, 100, 120.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory with Gloria Copeland. Today, learn about the good things that can happen to you when you give attention to God's Word. Now, join Gloria in Healing School.
Let's look at Isaiah 40. Have you not known? Have you not heard the everlasting God? I'm still reading in the Amplified. The Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not faint or grow weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Now listen to you. If you're weak this morning, here's your scripture. He gives power to the faint and weary. And to him who has no might, he increases strength. Hallelujah. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. And the young men shall feebly stumble and fall exhausted. But those who wait upon the Lord, those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, hope in, shall change and renew their strength and power. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Hallelujah. So, you know, you just keep renewing your strength till it's time for you to leave here. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall lift their wings and mount up close to God as eagles. They shall walk. They shall run and not be weary. I don't think we're supposed to be tired, do you, according to that? I think if you do it right, you don't have to get tired. But you got to give God attention. These are people that give God attention, read His Word, stay in His Word, and then they actually do the Word. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired. That's us, church. That's us. Hallelujah. We walk and we don't be weary. How come? Because we pay attention to the Lord. We attend, like Proverbs 4 says, we attend to His words and we do the things that He tells us to do there. Bless the Lord. So look at Psalm 103. We're just going to feed on healing scriptures this morning and let faith rise up in us, and we're going to receive healing. You can do this at home. You can do this anywhere. This is the way you live all the time. Get up early enough to spend time in the Word before you hit the world out there. And it'll pay big dividends. Okay, 103. This is a familiar scripture. It's got the good things in it. Glory to God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Proverbs 14, verse 29. Those who control their anger have great understanding. Those with a hasty temper will make mistakes. So if you like mistakes, just keep going with a hasty temper and you'll make some. But here's where I was going. A relaxed attitude lengthens life. Jealousy rots it away. Now put those two together. You could say anger makes mistakes. But a hasty temper and anger make mistakes. A relaxed attitude, peace, blessing, goodness, coolness, we could say. Cool under pressure. Cool under duress. A relaxed attitude lengthens life. Hallelujah. So you could say, a peaceful attitude. Well, that's a fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace. Walking in the Spirit, walking in the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. You could say those things lengthen your life. But temper, anger, being mad, being agitated, even, you know, natural things know that that causes an attitude causes sickness and disease in your body. So you and I, we don't have to have those diseases that are caused by frustration and anxiety and fear and all that, because we've been delivered from all those things. We can live a relaxed, peaceful, long life based on the Word of God and what God says. Hallelujah. So, if you don't like a relaxed life and you like trouble and anxiety and being upset and being mad and losing your temper, then just keep living a normal, natural life. It's normal to be that way. Yes, it's normal. It's normal. But normal's not godly. A relaxed attitude lengthens your life. Now let's look at, we're just going to feed on some healing scriptures, things that'll get you well, keep you well. You cannot regularly spend time in the Word of God and it not affect your life. It will affect your blood pressure if you believe it. You'll quit being worried. You'll quit carrying on about what are we going to do, this recession, that recession. Your welfare was never in the government of the United States. Your welfare was never in your money. Your welfare and your well-being were never in circumstances out beyond your heart, your ears, your eyes, and your mouth, and the Word of God. That's where peace comes from. The world is always going to be in a mess, but you and I don't have to be in a mess with it because we are born again of another place. Hallelujah. We are not just citizens of this country or wherever you're from. I primarily am a citizen of heaven, according to the Scripture. And that's where I get my information. And that's the headlines that I read and I believe. Now, I see other headlines. I hear the news, all that. But this is my source right here. Source. I like that Jerry Priest. That was great. This is my source of information as well as prosperity. This is my source. What this says, I believe. If you obey the word or the decrees I'm giving you today, the Lord said, all will be well with you and your children. Well, I'm here to testify that's what we did. And all is well with us and our children. And all will be well with you and your children. You just have to go after the Word of God, do what it says, and it says you'll enjoy a long life in the land. Hallelujah. Well means happy, successful, benefit, make better, marry, please, make sweet thoroughly. Isn't that good? Well means to make sweet thoroughly. And your life, in this life, in this natural body, can be made sweet thoroughly if you'll let the Lord direct your thinking, direct your words, direct your actions. The blessing will come on you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. That belongs to us. We've heard about the blessing, and the blessing, you know, is for everybody who will receive it. But the blessing works and manifests as we obey the Word of God. You can't have the blessing and live the curse. It's the curse that causes the curse. It's the blessing life that causes the blessing. And today, I seem to be talking about the blessing, but this is really a healing day. But that is a blessing. And the Bible says all is well. The Word will wake you up in the morning and you'll think, all is well. All is well. I don't have any problems. Glory to God. God meets my needs. It works. There's lots of people that have already figured that out. Let's look at some things in Psalm 91. Now, in Psalm 91, I have so many little things in here. It's just, You would be amazed at how much you can write on the margin of your Bible. But I'm telling you, it's got it all. This is the person that gets to enjoy all these blessings. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide, live, dwell, remain under, and the Hebrew says lodge there in the margin, shall lodge under the shadow of the Almighty. So that's just another way of saying what we're saying this morning. If you want things to be well with you, you do what God says. If you want to be under that shadow, you abide. That means you obey, you do, you stay. You stay under the shadow, the blessing stays in your house. Glory to God. And here's how you do it. Your words are important. I will say, abide, and I see in my margin, it means to lodge, to stay. Don't get out. Don't be going in and out. Don't just do right for a little while and then you go to be like other people. Don't hang out with people that pull you down. Hang out with people that lift you up. Hang out with people that inspire you to go up and not down. I will say of the Lord. What we say is important. Our words are what we believe. What you continually say is what you really believe. I mean, that's why you have to get your words right. You have to get your heart right so that your words are right. I will say of the Lord, I'm scared. No. I'm doomed. No. I'm broke. No. We're losing everything we have. No. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. He's my refuge in a time of trouble. He's my protection, my fortress. He's my protection in recession. He's my protection in depression. He's my protection in trouble. When trouble's around, I'm in Him. I'm in the refuge, amen. When things are good, I'm in the refuge. I'm in there. I'm abiding in Him. I'm staying under His shadow. I'm not coming out with doubt and unbelief. I'm not coming out from under that shadow saying I'm afraid. You know, we had all this money set back and we lost it. And now what's going to happen to us? You better get on your faith. You better say, well, you know, you're not going to be happy about that, losing that money if you lost some money. You're not happy about it, but now you're not going to just throw yourself under the bus because of it. Amen. You're going to say, well, the Lord gave us that money. He'll give us some more. Amen. The Lord, how come you had that money? The blessing of the Lord. I tell you, I feel bad for people that have lost their retirement. And I mean, I'm not making light of it. It's a terrible thing. Those people have done what the world said you need to do in order to be independent in your old age. Many of them have. And then they did what they were told to do, and somebody messed it up.
Come on now. That's right.
And I do feel bad about that for them. But that's what the old saying is, means, water under the bridge. That water's already gone by, and now we got to regroup. Now, we can't regroup in depression, and we can't regroup in sadness and have faith. You can't be sad and have faith. You can't be depressed and have faith. You can't be negative and have faith. You either have faith or you're negative. You either are in faith or you're in unbelief. And so, what do we do? Well, we have a higher investment. Glory to God. Higher than a money market, higher than stocks, higher than what the world does to make money. We've been investing in the kingdom. Amen. We're tithers. Before we ever put money in that account over here that was supposed to take care of us, we put money in that account that actually will take care of us. Glory to God. So if you're a tither, you got a place to go. You are not without. You are not in trouble. You may have lost some money, but your tithe account is waiting on you. The blessing is out there for us. Hallelujah. So you have to just go on. Say, Lord, I don't know what to do at this point, but I believe you. I believe for the blessing. I believe to come out ahead. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I believe to come out ahead. I'm a tither. I'm a sower. And I believe and look to you as my source. The Lord can open up a new source to you in a day that you never even thought about. There might be somebody looking for you right now. You've inherited a fortune from Uncle Fuddledy Dud. You didn't even know he had any money. I mean, God's got a thousand ways to prosper us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that's what we do. We trust God. We trust God with our bodies. When we're given if you're given a bad report, you look at this report. And you start to say it, and you should be saying this before you're given a bad report, but people don't always do that. But the best thing to do is stand for healing when you're well. Stand for divine health. Go over the divine health scriptures. Go over the long life, good life, strong life scriptures. Don't wait until, you know, if you're in your 50s, don't wait until you're in your 60s and your 70s to start saying good things about strong life. If you're in your 20s, start now. I'll be strong all the days of my life. I'll walk in health all the days of my life. Jesus himself bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases, and by his stripes I was healed. Does that have an age limit on it? No, it does not. Thank the Lord. We are healed by his stripes at 20, 30, 60, 80, 100, 120. Glory to God. We're healed. It's been done. Age, it's not an age-related thing. Healing is not age-related. Sickness may be age-related, but healing is not. It's either, you're either healed or you're not healed. And the Word says you're healed. The Word says I'm healed. If the Word says Jesus bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases when I'm 20, it says it when I'm 40, it says it when I'm 60, it says it when I'm 80, 100, 120. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord. Isn't God good? I mean, he's just so good. If we'll just go with him and go with his flow. Stay in that word. Do what he says. Hallelujah. Have a relaxed attitude. Not worried. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of people that have invested in things that they feel so bad about losing now, it's been gone for a long time. They just didn't know it. And they felt all right. But now they know it and they feel bad. So, that just tells me that we can believe God when things look good, when things look bad, and there's no need in our getting depressed. If we get a bad report, what do? We go to the Word and we get a good report. We get a more valid report. We get a more powerful report. We get a bad report from the doctor. You know, you've got this terminal disease. You've got 5 days to live. Well, you better get really busy. But you've got 5 years to live, but you know, you'll die young. Nobody knows when I'm going to go but God. And so you don't just say, oh no, I've got 5 years to live, and start getting depressed about it. What do? You better get busy. That's what you better do. You better get in this and find out your lifespan and what God has for you and what he says about that sickness and that disease. You can't let other people tell you when to die. You go to the Word of God and you see what He says, and He says we ought to live long and live strong. I think we could still live to 120 with faith. And then if you weren't through, if you were really an asset to the kingdom of God, God would be very interested in you just keeping on going, keeping on going. So we don't want to let our life be cut short. Not when we've got scriptures of healing. Not when we've got Isaiah saying that Jesus Himself took our sicknesses, carried our diseases, and by His stripes, we were healed. We were healed. Hallelujah.
If sickness attacks, it's not a time to fear, but it is a time to take action and stand for the wellness that Jesus provides and is ready to give you. We desire that you're able to stand in faith and see complete victory in every situation that rises against you. Healing and Wellness by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. This in-depth spiritual action plan is designed to help you respond scripturally for your total healing and wellness. This teaching also includes scriptures to stand on each day, interactive devotional questions to apply the teaching to your own life, a 10-day schedule for saturating your life with God's Word on healing, a special worship CD that focuses on God's heart for your wellness, and more. Also included is a bonus DVD specially selected to help you keep focused on God's Word. Renew your mind on God's diagnosis. Stand in faith and start your journey to a lifetime of healing and wellness. To order your copy of Healing and Wellness, your 10-day spiritual action plan, log on to kcm.org and order online. This brand new package by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland is now available for just $15 and outlines the steps you need to take to put yourself in a position to receive your total healing and restoration. To request your copy by phone, call 800-575-4455, or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192.
I've been coming to these services for the last maybe 3 years. I was diagnosed with, it's called trigeminal neuralgia, the right side of my face. And I've been suffering with pain off and on, off and on. But this morning when I came in, it was like something grabbed my jaw and I began to feel this excruciating pain on my face again. And it was so strong that I was not even able to concentrate on the service. I mean, I was hearing the scriptures and the preaching and everything, but I was off and on just hearing them. But, you know, I was trying to rebuke the pain. But when they began to pray about, you know, healing, I just, you know, began to believe. And I said, you know what, this pain came today, but thank God it came today because it's going to go, it's going to be gone forever. I know the Word of God. I know I've been healed. He sent His Word to heal me. He is the God to heal in me. And I just began to, you know, stand in the Word of God. And little did I know, the pain began to diminish to the point that when they began to pray for healing, I just began to thank the Lord. And Brother Copeland went up there and he said about the man that wanted his daughter to be healed. And he said, the man said that I'm a man with authority, and if you speak the word, my daughter will be healed. And I said, you know what? All I need to do is speak the word. So I began to speak the word, and the pain was gone completely. I mean, I have no pain. It's wonderful not to have pain.
This week we're having healing school by television. All over the world, we're going to have healings because we preach the word of God. We've never had healing school, and we have had healing school all over the world. We've never had healing school where people did not get healed. They always come forward with testimonies. Why is that? That's because God is interested in your body. He was interested in Griselda's body. He wanted her healed. And it doesn't matter what's wrong with you because you're not dealing with a doctor here. You're dealing with Jesus, the healer. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray the prayer of faith today. Jesus, the Bible teaches us that Jesus Himself bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases at the same time that He bore our sins. You are as free from sickness and disease as you have a right to walk in freedom from sin. So I'm going to pray for you right now, and I want you to take it.
You have to take it. You have to act on it. You take it with your words and your actions. Father, I lift up every person today in the sound of my voice that needs healing. I speak to sickness, disease, infirmity, every type of weakness or disease in Jesus' name. I speak to you and I command you to loose the people right now. Right now, you be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Receive your healing now. And that means that you begin to act on it. Now, you say, I take it. And you begin to move something you couldn't move before, or do something you couldn't do before, or just run around the room, or whatever it is that's in your heart right now, to let God know, I take it. He's watching. He's the healer. You're healed in Jesus' name. We want you to let us know your testimony. We have a product this week. It's a healing and wellness 10-day spiritual action plan. This is good. We need to all the time feed on healing. We need all the time to feed on the scriptures concerning healing, that we stay in faith, that our faith stay strong. So I want to recommend that you get that. And when you do it, don't just put it on the shelf, but actually get into it. Join me again tomorrow for Healing School. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our online store today at kcm.org to purchase this broadcast on DVD or CD, or a copy of today's product. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you find the biblical answers to your questions. Believe the love God has for you. Walk in the blessing, and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life.
As time ticks closer to eternity, will God find faith in the earth? Make sure He finds it in your life. Walk through the open door of faith, victory, and power with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Capture fresh insights, focus your faith, and step into your divine destiny through the word-based teachings of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Gain new perspectives on the key issues of life from the biblical revelations of powerful men and women of God. Take a step toward your victory and be encouraged by the real-life stories of believers as they overcome everyday challenges and experience God's power. Find out how you can be a part of events in a city near you and in places around the world. Check out television broadcast schedules, BVOV radio and webcasting. Find teaching tapes, books, DVDs, CDs, and music for every member of your family. The Believer's Voice of Victory. Transforming lives with the power of God's Word.
Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Well, we've got to possess our land if we want to live long and strong. We can't think like the world, talk like the world, act like the world. We got to think like the Word, act like God, talk like God, do what He says.